Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached America Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, and shortly we'll be joined by Selena Lindsay as a guest and a few others. Tonight, hot topic is barbecue, barbecuing with coal, bad for your health. Why have some people switched to barbecuing using propane? Why do others continue to barbecue with charcoal? Does charcoal cause cancer? Can one get the same flavor without using charcoal? Would you want to be safe or sorry later with your health? Join us tonight. It's now 8 p.m. Pacific time by calling 858-769-4936. Press 1 and join in the conversation. My name is Paulette Young, and I'm your host for tonight. So some of the things that's written by the researcher is saying that cooking with charcoal is bad for you. Why is it bad? Some are saying that when you're charcoaling, say, your meat, you know how the fat part drips onto the charcoal, and then that forms smoke. And from the dripping that's forming smoke, what's in that smoke is called, it's a chemical that is formed, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon, or the initials is PAH. That's one of the substances that ends up in the meat. Next, one is the outside of your meat, you know, when it's well done and then the inside gets well done. And what happens is it forms a chemical called heterocyclic amines, HCA. Both of these have been shown to cause cancer. And that's a problem. Okay. And what they've shown is that 60% of the people who want it, say their meat well done, they end up with, it's an estimation, pancreatic cancer. And it causes tumors in mice. It might cause more tumors in humans. Some of the things that they're telling us we can do is we can marinate the meats. There's some natural herbs that's used in India, and that helps the meat from being cancerous, or the smoke causing it to become more cancerous because of the chemicals that are formed. That for some reason with marinating, that helps. Hello, we were having a little technical difficulty. This is Paulette Young, still on the air. And if you just join in, our topic for today is barbecuing with charcoal. Is it bad for your health? Is this your number? 858. Anyone wanting to join in the conversation, dial 858-769-4936 and press 1, and you'll be on the air.
I hear you.
Hi, Selena. If you're on the air, for some reason, the switchboard is not showing the numbers that are calling in. So I'm not able to connect the way I normally can. So if you can stay on the line, and send a text. And I'll just read your information to the audience. It's just technical difficulty with Block Talk Radio. I just had someone else call, but the switchboard, for some reason, I'm not sure why the switchboard's not showing anything. It keeps saying no callers. Yet I know you guys are on the line. If you want, I could, I was thinking about merging your call with my call, then we'll both be on. Just a moment. Selena, what I want you to do is call my number so that I can merge the calls together. Because the switchboard, for some reason, is not operating the way it normally does. And then I'll just add you on, and then you'll be on the air so all the callers can hear you. Okay. This has never happened before. I got everything that's supposed to show and show for that. And I'm going to go on and keep talking. Some research in 1999 at the University of Hawaii found that when they marinated the meat, Hello?
Hello, you have me.
Oh, good. Then we're both on. All right, you can go ahead and start talking. I don't know if you heard me, but the board is not doing what it's supposed to do for some reason. I don't know what's going on. It doesn't show any callers. I know there's calls out there. They can hear me, but I can't bring them on the thing unless... So right now, I'm setting it up like a conference call because you just called in.
Okay.
So anyone else listening on the air that's dialed to 858-769-4936, press 1. You'll have to call my number, and I can add you to the call, and that would be 909-670-6999. And then it'll be set up like a conference call, and we'll all be on the air. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I believe we've been talking about the barbecuing and on the barbecue pit and some of the hazards and various different things that happened within me. But of course, earlier today I had some comments with Paulette. First, she's taking away our swimming pool, so now here goes our barbecue. And of course, right at summer. But unfortunately, all these good things are things that are health hazards, and so this is a part of what the show is about. Anything that we find that is hazardous, then we want to bring that to the forefront. And unfortunately, there's some interesting things that happen when you use charcoal to cook your barbecue. And in addition to that, as you well know, when you go to restaurants, you don't see them using charcoal in there because of EPA issues, emissions into the air. The way their barbecue pits are made inside of a commercial establishment is totally different, which has caused some problems in terms of why, of course, when you cruise through the streets, you don't see it happening anymore, and that only large establishments that actually have barbecue, irregardless of the fact that I'm sure those of you that are listening in Texas, you just go right down the street and you see somebody standing outside with a barbecue pit. But I guarantee you, since our fearless leader has done some other things, but still there are a lot of people that are concerned because when you burn charcoal, and it puts emissions into the air and it changes the way everything happens. In addition to that, the emergency room every year has some interesting statistics in terms of people that are burned from barbecuing and playing with lighter fluid,
mm-hmm.
Which is an addition of how it happens with a barbecue pit, because what they do is they squirt the lighter fluid onto the charcoal, and that again creates another type of gas,
mm-hmm.
Which we're breathing into the air, but more so what we're eating, because it gets onto the food.
Yeah, they said it goes in the meat. I didn't realize that the dripping of the fat hits the coals. You get the smoke. The smoke is essentially a carcinogenic. And then you continue to cook the meat. If you undercook it, did you know that it's healthier to undercook than to overcook? If you got that burnt black stuff and that people like to eat.
Yeah, because they're eating charcoal when it's burnt black.
Mm-hmm.
You're ingesting it into your stomach.
And it forms, according to the researchers, it forms a carcinogenic that's known. That's why, I read one article where they said approximately 60% of people who wanted their meat well done end up with pancreatic cancer and cancers. And they did a study with the mice, and they found tumors. In mice is much smaller than us, and they're associating that with humans because look at the increase in pancreatic cancer over the past 20 years in people.
Well, I'm going to attribute it more to the lighter fluid than I would some of the things that are happening, mm-hmm, because. Mm-hmm. People have been barbecuing since before time. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, when man figured out what fire was, they were barbecuing.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no charcoal. That was not how they barbecued.
Mm-hmm.
They started a fire and put their meat over it. And nobody had cancer. So that's interesting.
Yeah, that is. But I remember when I was in college, it was one of my friends, both her parents died of stomach cancer, and she said the one thing they did daily, just almost 7 days a week, is they barbecued with that cold. She often wanted, she wouldn't eat the food. She always felt that, you know, and even then they had studies, the reports were out even way back in the 80s and late 70s that there was a problem. Some people feel that they can't get that taste that the charcoal gives them. But you can get that barbecue taste just using gas. Other than that, why is El Pollo Loco so popular? They don't use charcoal.
By the Golden Corral.
Yeah, they don't use, none of these places use charcoal. Yet you have the flavor and taste of barbecue. So you can,
mm-hmm,
still get that flavor and not get the carcinogenic. It's just,
absolutely,
I think, people are going to have to either make a change or die early, one of the two.
Or pay attention and try not to die early,
mm-hmm,
which is what this program is about, which is awareness. Because at least,
yeah,
if you're doing something, be aware of what these things are and what these added chemicals to the barbecue pit. And also, too, you can also adjust you can adjust the grill on the barbecue pit so it's not down so close to the charcoal. And, of course, too, if you put foil in between, which some people use a grill cover, that can help, too, because then you just got more or less the same smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And some people usually are just, for instance, they're just smoking their meat. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, my father used to cook it slow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very, very slow. But this burning stuff is not going to work.
They were saying, too, that it's a possibility if you don't do it all the time that you're okay. It's a possibility. I love these possibilities. It's like, do it or you don't. Are we playing Russian roulette here? If we just, you know, maybe once a month or every 6 months, how do we know? I know what the researchers will say. Well, we don't have studies yet.
Well, who's
one person ain't enough
all week, all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And the next closest thing to for them to do tests on, of course, has been eliminated from them being able to do tests, which used to be monkeys and things like that, where the next closest things are doing it on the human. So they can't do those kind of tests anymore. And I don't blame them. I'm all for companies that have moved away from that.
If anyone's joining in on the 858-769-4936, and you press 1, what I need you to do, instead of calling that number, if you want to talk, if you're just going to listen, that's okay. But even for you to listen, you need to call in on 909-670-6999, and I'll bring you into the conversation if you like. Selena, when you called in, could you hear me talking?
Yes, I could. Crystal clear.
Okay, so that means they can hear. So if you want to talk, you'll have to call in on the 909-670-6999, and then I can bring you in the conversation. If not, you're welcome to just listen to myself, Paulette Young, the host, and our guest, Selena Lindsay. And normally when Selena comes on, because there's some people that are new to the program, I have her at least for 30 seconds or 1 minute, say a little bit about herself, and then at the end of the program, she'll tell you some more things. So why don't I do that now, because there are people listening. Say, you know, tell them who you are.
Okay, yeah, okay, yes. My name is Selena Lindsay, and I'm a retired CPA. In addition to that, I would say some of the organizations that I represent are organizations which we believe are doing something in terms of healthcare, community, and social awareness. And so some of these organizations I'll bring to the forefront at the end of the show.
Okay. Thank you. We've been talking about barbecuing with coal. Is it bad for you? According to the researchers, they say yes. According to Selena Lindsay, she says yes. According to Paulette Young and all that I've read on it, I say yes. Because I can go into certain groups, and you won't see them use charcoal at all. They may use wood, like hickory wood, some of these flavored woods, but they won't use charcoal. And we have to remember how whole mining companies were closed down. You heard of black lung and the cancer of the lung with all these people that worked in the coal mine. And Selena, what do you feel about our president wanting to revisit that era and make a go of it again?
Well, him and some other people that are there were put together in the weeds thinking the consideration is totally obsolete in the first place. It's a bunch of minority people that don't have any money in the first place, and it goes back to what we talk about all the time, a systemic system just simply to make money, because the people that are getting poor are not rich people. These are minorities. These are poor people, and unfortunately, if you want to really take a good look at it in places in states such as Pennsylvania and Kentucky. And I'm not talking about black people. These are people that are very, very poor. They have no teeth. They have black lungs. They have very, very poor health care. And in certain parts of Kentucky, they are the highest number on the welfare roll. And this is systemically drastic and horrific. And somebody needs to just get a belt out and beat him. That's crazy. Too many other ways already that have really just killed that business off, because there's too many other cheaper ways. Number one, coal is a very expensive process to be able to even bring it out of the ground. So that's just obsolete. That's like talking about a black and white television as opposed to a color. he might as well have said, let's go back and get the big suitcase for the cell phone and get rid of this little thing we're talking about.
Or the big TVs, not the flat TVs.
Yes, dinosaur age. You know, I don't know. Really crazy.
I think we got it. Hopefully, those that are listening to this program, that you'll be progressive in your health, progressive in the welfare of your family, and essentially think before you do certain things, like using things that that even the health department say the places like El Pollo Loco and Lucille's Barbecue, they can't use that Coke. They cannot. We need to question, you know, well, how are they barbecuing? And, you know, why are their restaurants full? And yet these places have chicken and ribs and all of that that people love. In fact, you go to Lucille's Barbecue, you have this waiting line only.
You know, you have to get a beeper.
Oh, that's right, a beeper.
You have to get a beeper. They'll call you when they can have get something ready for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and everybody wants that flavor, and they go to these places getting that flavor, and they did not use charcoal because the health department, the FDA, won't let them. Why? We need to start questioning why certain establishment can't use this stuff, and yet 4th of July is getting ready to come up, and then Labor Day is coming up, and there goes the barbecue pit with all the charcoal. And then down the line, we find a family member comes down with illness, like cancer. And it can cause cancer of the rectum, cancer of the colon, pancreatic cancer. And the list is endless. We have to begin to look at what we're doing and start taking our own health into our hands and pay attention. Why one establishment don't use the charcoal and you use it at home because you want a flavor. We better figure out how to get that flavor without the charcoal. And why are people using the propane gas and still their barbecue tastes good? It's just we have to adapt a different lifestyle if we want to stay progressive in our health. Okay, we have about 5 more minutes. You've been on America Health Crisis with your host, Paulette Young, and our guest, Selena Lindsay. Selena has a lot of things that she's involved with, and she's going to share and give you some numbers. So have a paper and pencil out, ready to write down some of the information of some of the other nonprofits she either heads up or she assists, or she's on their board. Well, she's on so many things. Her background is very vast. Okay, Selena, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, and first and not least, the one that I always talk about is sowing seeds, and that is spelled all one word, sowing seeds, and the word for is spelled out, .org. You'll find us on the internet, and Sowing Seeds for Life is the second largest food bank in Southern California. Our primary objective, along with hundreds and hundreds of others, is to end hunger. No child or no family should be hungry. This is America. If you would like to donate, please go to our website or get on the phone and call area code 909-530. Oh, my God. I think I forgot the number. But anyway,
I thought it was 2-something.
Okay, well, whatever. They can go to the website and get the correct number and then donate there. Or if you'd like to bring canned goods, anything is acceptable. Give out food every first and third Wednesday of the month. Secondary, I'd like to bring to the forefront Coley Outreach. Coley Outreach is specialized primarily youth and adults and parolees. These are people that have paid their debt to society and they need assistance in terms of where will they live at and to be guided back into some new type of job so that they can be productive inside of our community. And one of their substance users getting young men to work with many facets of the automobile if you're interested, please go to that website. It's still, the name is COVID Outreach. today I don't have my phone card with me, so just bear with me. We're also going to mention Fresh Start Ministry, which is on the website called Fresh Start Minute, M-I-N-I-N-C. Also, too, I'd like to mention that our fearless leader, Mr. Richard Hernandez, has passed on. However, the legacy... just many, many things that Fresh Start Ministry is well-known in the community and around Ontario. Last but not least, I'm going to mention the 777 Warehouse, and they specialize in providing breakfast for the homeless, giving out food, clothes. They have teenagers that come in and they learn how to use computers and be productive in society. If any of you are interested in what it is that they do, that outfit is headed by Mr. William White. Please go on to YouTube and view what they do and all of the necessary phone numbers and information. Tonight, I do not have my little statement in front of me, and it's not properly memorized. So basically what I'm going to say at this particular time is just in the sound of my voice, I'd like to say goodbye. Okay, Paulette.
Okay, thank you. We'll be on the air next Monday, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time. And if you want to call in, it's 858-769-4936. Press 1 if you want on the air. We did have technical difficulty. So hopefully that everything that was spoken was recorded. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.